This is North Shore Today for Friday, December 2, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Mostly sunny today, temperatures in the low 40s. Beverly will finally get a waterfront restaurant. Paul Layton of the Salem News is reporting today that the new Mission Boathouse restaurant will be opening soon. According to the owner of the three-story building, the restaurant will be able to seat 350 people. Construction is continuing, so there is not an exact announced opening date as of now. Lynn City leaders are hoping that the new leadership at the State House in Boston, beginning in January, will reinvigorate efforts to restart commuter water ferry service out of Lynn. This is Lynn State Representative Dan Cahill speaking on the success of Salem's ferry to Boston.
But it's going to take a serious conversation, and I think Governor-elect Healey is up to it. I think having Lieutenant Governor-elect Kim Driscoll, a mayor who made transportation a focal point of the revitalization of Salem.
She had free bus service in Salem.
And she ran the only successful money-making ferry system in the state out of Salem. And it was a tourist boat. It wasn't even really a commuter boat, but they made it work. So we're really excited about having a new team in place to focus on bringing back the ferry to the city of Lynn, which I think was a crushing blow to us.
Cahill was a guest this week on the American Dream Lynn TV show with attorney James Carrigan. A sexual abuse lawsuit against a former Peabody Higgins middle school teacher is growing. According to a story in the Salem News Today, the number of victims who have come forward is now up to 41, with claims against James Toltz, now 80 years old and living in Florida. In the last community open house for the city of Salem to seek input from residents on the future of Shetland Park will be held Saturday. The event is from 1 to 3 in the afternoon at the Salem Community Charter School. Salem News reporter Dustin Luca reports that the event is designed to help prioritize the uses, connections, open spaces, and overall strategy to redevelop Shetland Park. Bill Newell on Sports is next, featuring a look at this weekend's high school Super Bowls.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi everyone, I'm Bill Newell with Sports. The Patriots lost to the Bills in Foxborough last night, 24-10. The Celtics host Miami again tonight. The Bruins host the Avalanche Saturday night. College hockey, Worcester State over Salem State, 4-2. Brendan Ronan of Saugus with a goal and two assists for Worcester State. College basketball, Salem State men's and women's teams both posted wins last night. MIAA Super Bowls begin today. North Reading takes on Shaw Sheen at 5:30 in the D5 Super Bowl. Tomorrow in D8 at 10 a.m., it will be Kip Academy versus undefeated Hull. Kip coach Jim Rabbit on his team, and he puts the game into context.
This is a great opportunity for our school to get in the map. The first charter school to ever get to a state championship game in football in Massachusetts. So we're really thrilled to be that team. And I think people should take a look at us. We're a fun team to watch. We spread the ball out. We throw the ball around, and our athletes run around. It's a great brand of football. 10 a.m. I think it's on Channel 4, UPN 30, old UPN 38 there in CBS Sports. Yeah. So people should definitely tune into that.
The Kip game will be followed by the Division I game, St. John's Prep versus Springfield Central. Many have Springfield Central as the favorite in tomorrow's game, but Prep coach Brian St. Pierre is expecting his Eagles to compete.
We know they're a great team. We've played other really good teams this year. But we know that of the teams that have a chance to give them a game and beat them, we think we're one of them. And we're going to show up. I mean, this is a group that shows up every week, and they work extremely hard. We're a very physical group, and I think that plays well in December, and that's what we expect to do come Saturday.
The Prep game will be followed by the Stoneham-St. Mary's game in Division 6. St. Mary's coach Sean Driscoll on the other Spartans, Stoneham.
Yeah, I think it's probably one of the best matchups on the board. You know, Coach Omid has done a great job over the years, any place he was, you know, and they play a very, very physical style of football. And they try to control the line of scrimmage, and they've really done a nice job. And that's a team that's gotten better. If you watch them the first week of the season and watch them on Thanksgiving, you see that like most teams, they usually get better as the season goes on. This team is very physical, and they run an offense, doesn't really throw a lot at you with schemes and everything, but they just play a real physical and really try to beat you up and get the big play.
And the St. Mary's game will be followed by the D3 Super Bowl, Milton versus Wakefield at 5:30. And the last game Saturday night, Catholic Memorial against King Philip at 8 o'clock in the D2 Super Bowl game. We'll have complete coverage of the Super Bowls all this weekend long. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us. Have a great weekend, everybody, right here on North Shore Today.